Good morning. This is your severe weather outlook for Monday, November 9, 2020. I am Extreme Weather's AI meteorologist, James Johnson. Here are your severe weather headlines in under a minute. First, heavy snow over parts of the Rocky Mountains and Cascades. Second, heavy rain and strong winds to impact southern Florida due to Tropical Storm Eta. And finally, record or near-record warmth continues over the Midwest and Northeast Mid-Atlantic. Record cold expected across California and Great Basin. A large storm will continue to impact parts of the West with winter weather into Monday. Strong winds are creating blizzard conditions in Montana, while heavy snow is forecast from the Sierra to the South Central Rockies. Meanwhile, Eta is forecast to reach hurricane strength with storm surge and heavy rain impacting South Florida and the Keys Sunday night and Monday morning. And now here is your detailed severe weather outlook for today. A deep upper-level low-pressure system will produce heavy snowfall over parts of the Colorado Rockies today, where winter storm warnings and advisories are currently in effect. Totals may reach a foot in some places. There's an elevated fire risk along the New Mexico-Texas border for today as the pressure gradient tightens and winds pick up east of the Rockies. The surface cold front associated with this system will be the focus for rain and thunderstorms from the Great Plains to the East Coast over the next 2 days. Some parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes may receive up to 2 inches of rainfall by Wednesday morning. Cold air will continue to filter into the western half of the country today as high pressure expands over the region. High temperatures are expected to be 30 degrees below average in certain areas. California and parts of the Great Basin may be cold enough to break high temperature records today. The threat for heavy snow arrives in the Cascades as a low pressure system dives down the Pacific Northwest coast today. Heavy snow will spread east into the northern Rockies tomorrow as a new low-pressure system dives into the plains from Canada. Temperatures will continue to rise to near record-breaking highs across the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic over the next 2 days ahead of the approaching low-pressure system from the west. High temperatures will be up to 40 degrees above average for parts of the upper Midwest and Northeast today and Tuesday. This anomalous warmth will lead to widespread record-breaking temperatures for the Midwest and Northeast. There's likely to be no let-up in the warmth during the evenings as low temperatures are also expected to set records. Heavy rain, thunderstorms and strong winds will impact the Florida Peninsula over the next few days due to Tropical Storm Eta. A high risk of excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding is in effect for southeastern Florida, while a slight risk encompasses most of southern Florida. The most significant impacts from the storm are expected to be felt today as 2 to 4 inches of rainfall are likely to fall over the Keys in southern Florida. Thunderstorm activity will persist over the Florida Peninsula and southeast over the next few days. This is James Johnson reporting for Extreme Weather. Our daily severe weather outlooks are derived from the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, located in College Park, Maryland. Our audio outlooks AI technology is developed, recorded and digitally mastered by Jarvis Media Group, headquartered in Montgomery County, Texas. Have a great start to your week. Let's all stay weather aware. And thank you for listening.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Extreme Weather. Funding for this broadcast is provided in part by our viewers and their donations. We would like to thank our viewers for their continued support of this Extreme Weather program. Thank you for listening, and please check back often for further weather updates that may impact you and your area.